Restoring My Soul, Thursday, the 4th of July. Learning Obedience Through Suffering. The whole work of regeneration was a suffering work. It was a labor and travail of His soul. Christ bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was stricken by God and afflicted. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. This was Christ's knowledge as He bore our iniquities. By this knowledge, as a righteous servant and priest, He has justified, through regeneration, a multitude. Christ is now seeing the fruit of this labor of His soul, and He is satisfied. In his explanation of Christ's offering and suffering journey, Paul wrote, "Though he was a son, yet he learned our obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him, called by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek." Through suffering, Christ had to learn the obedience that we need to learn through suffering so that we can cease from sin. Establishing this point, Peter declared, "Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God, that is, as a son who is obedient to the Father." Jesus pioneered the chastening that teaches us how to be obedient. We are now healed by Christ's wounds and stripes. We, with our disobedience and sin, die with Him. Our death ends our relationship with sin. By His death, Christ demonstrates obedience, which was a manifestation of the righteousness of God. As we fellowship in His suffering, we are being healed by His stripes. The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 53 verses 4 to 5, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 11, Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 to 10, 1 Peter chapter 4 verses 1 to 2, and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 4.